Hello, I'm Kendra Von Esch, and you are listening to my 10-minute daily podcast, Reality Reflections. I bought into what this world said would make me happy. Money, prestige, power. And hey, if it feels good, do it, because life is stressful, so party hard. Do whatever makes you happy. But that didn't quite work out, because I felt even more insecure, full of fear, shame and anxiety, and never, ever good enough. Then God found me and flipped my reality upside down and transformed my life. And I want this for everyone. So I left my executive career to help others find true acceptance, supernatural peace, joy, and love that only comes from a relationship with God. Here is my reality reflection for today. What does it mean to really be free? Truly, truly free. And I mean that in the sense of being on this earth, but also in a spiritual sense. I'm talking physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. Because today is Independence Day in America, and we celebrate our freedom. And yet, the more I look into things, and the more I research, and the more I'm paying attention to what the Supreme Court has put out over the last couple of days, I see hope. And I see true freedom, from freedom that we didn't even know was taken out from under us, right in front of our face, actually. Why? Because we weren't really taught the Constitution. We really don't know the power and where the power lies in the executive branch, the judicial branch. What's the other branch? It'll come to me. Anyway, the Supreme Court is not there to make laws. The Supreme Court is to assess the laws and the cases and put them right up against the Constitution and say, okay, is this constitutional or not? So like when they overturned the New York case, if you will, they said it's not constitutional. By the way, if you read the Constitution, which again, I think it was on purpose, they did not push the Constitution. We didn't have to memorize things, at least I didn't. Anyway, you should all just go look at the Constitution. But as a matter of fact, I, oddly enough, read an article from the Gateway Pundit that said if you go to the National Archives, there's this warning about language. And it pinpoints some language, but not others. Like to the point where they reference N blank G G E R like 6 times, and they don't flag that as a warning. Find that peculiar. But I digress, because I'm not going to spin into what we don't have. I want to spin into what we do have. I don't care if you're on the other side of the earth and you are in a completely different constitutional setup, governmental setup. We're all out there, and we know that we are children of God. Many of us are still living the worldly life. But the more that we can free ourselves of sin, especially mortal sin, if you keep falling into it, pray, Lord, please heal this. If it's your will, of course, you know. But up until that time, I will go and run to confession as often as I can. And then when you kind of get out of that mortal sin state, you're going to really dive in, I hope, more into your spiritual life, because you're going to be so much more aware of the venial sins now that you do and that you think of. Remember, the Lord said, "For a man who looks at a woman lustfully, you've already committed adultery with her in your heart," right? You entertain those thoughts. That is why we need to continue to deliver spirits that are not spirits of God. And don't forget to practice the opposite vice, which is a virtue. And then again, ask the Lord for forgiveness. Tell your family and friends what you're working on. Then you have more accountability. And don't forget that you know by stating, maybe you're working on swearing and you mess up. You say, "I'm so sorry, Lord. I did not mean to say that. I am sorry. And please give me the strength not to say profane words ever again." And the people around you will notice, okay, wait a minute, that person's working on themselves. That's admirable. There's never a time where we shouldn't be exhibiting an example of growth, especially spiritually, and the way in which we want to love people more, including God. So being free of sin is exactly what God wants for us. Why? Not because he wants to take away all that fun stuff, which in the end isn't really fun, is it? Whatever it is that you're battling, think about how much fun it really is or isn't. Maybe ponder the guilt and the shame that comes along with doing that or those activities. And let's remember that we can sometimes be our own worst enemy by talking ourselves in and out of anything. That's the problem about human beings. We are very clever, and we can justify anything, really, if we hear enough talking points and don't have anyone truly follow up with further questions. Okay. So I'm going to keep this 10 minutes, I swear. But let's look at our lives and act free. Most importantly, free from what anybody thinks of you. You shouldn't care what the neighbor thinks of you, what your coworkers, what your boss, your employees think of you, your friends, your family. Your one and only focus should be living for the audience of one, Jesus, and now I say two, Mary. Some of you have also consecrated yourself, as have I, to St. Joseph, so you can add him. Especially if you're in a family, you want the Holy Family. And that's that. There's freedom in living for an audience of one, which now I've made an audience of three. Or six, if you look at the three persons in the Holy Trinity. And then, I can't even add. And then Mary and Joseph, that would be five. All right, bottom line. We can't do it ourselves. But if we just live for God, who wants us to speak the truth about our faith, to live our lives as an example so that people can say, "Oh yeah, yeah, she wasn't just Christian, she was a Catholic Christian." And that means that we live our life as tightly and as close as possible, thinking and thanking God all day long. Having conversations with Mary, maybe it's also a few saints for you, or other devotions. But in the end, it's really just about, "Lord, give me the courage to speak the truth." Because we will have to look Jesus in the face. We will need to make an account for our life. What did we do? What did we not do? What did we say? What did we not say? So, Lord, please put on our hearts your promptings, your words, your timing. Because then we know it's of you and you, like you promised the disciples and the apostles, that you would give them the words. Don't worry about what you're going to say. The Holy Spirit will do that for you. And when you're speaking, always remember the Holy Spirit is about patience and kindness. That's exactly what the Bible says love is, being patient and kind. So let those two words drive every word that comes out of your mouth, every mannerism, make it loving, hugging, touching, tender conversation. And have a free life here on earth. Free to speak truth, free to stand up, free to evangelize through how your life is changing, but also your outward life, right? That you pray, that you go to Mass more than just on Sundays, that you do go to adoration, not for recognition for you, but to give God that time, that currency. And I really hope that you have listened to my rosary meditations on YouTube. I just posted all four of them out there. Love to hear from you. Please put comments in the actual YouTube video itself. Yes, it's a little bit longer, but it's really, really, really worth it. And I'd love for you just to try it once. You're going to feel different than any other time, I believe. You've probably prayed the rosary. All righty, everyone. I love you all. Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. I pray that you are 100% detached from people, from the world, from worldly goods, from power and prestige and fame and needing to be known. I want you to again live for the audience of one and let the Lord put on your heart what that really means in your life. Mind, body, soul, spirit. Lord, what do I need to work on? And enjoy the day. Stay away from those fireworks. They make me nervous, you know. My husband had a whole fistful of bottle rockets go off in his hand when he was younger. And he, you know, stuck it in a bucket of ice all night long. He was at a concert. He was much, much, much younger before I knew him. And oddly enough, you can't tell. His hands are like a baby's butt soft. Crazy. Okay, almost to 12:30, 12 minutes and 30 seconds. I love you all. Find something more with God. Have a blessed and inspired day.